Hello to each and every one of you out there in radio land. How you doing today? Today is July the 12th of the year 2023. There have passed already 192 days and there remain 173 days in the year of 2023. So it's not too late to do those things that you have not been able to accomplish, because we all know how fast time goes away, right? It just flies by and it's like, well, what I intended to do today, I didn't even get done. I didn't even really begin, because the day already has its agenda set when we wake up in the morning. So let us persevere. Let us do the things that we have set out to do and to have accomplished throughout each and every day, okay? So, you're listening to Linda Sims here live on WGH Talk. The name of the show is A Voice of a People. And we also stream live on the web, www.wwgh1071.com. When you go to that address on the web, please scroll down to the black bar, white arrow, click on there. Scroll down a little more and you will see talk show hosts and their list of programs for 9 years. They have been recorded, not by guests, but by date, unfortunately. But you can pick and choose and listen to some past broadcasts that we have to offer you. You know, there have been many people who have come through and still do have shows on WWGH1071.com. Also, you can download a free app called TuneIn on any electronic device. Hold on. Hello?
Good morning, Linda. Hey, I may be a little early, so you can just put me on hold if you need to.
I don't know if I can put you on hold or not, but we can go on with the show, Cheryl Lee. I'm so glad you called in.
Thank you. I am glad that you invited me. I love talking to you, dear friend.
Well, great. So, how you doing?
I'm doing really good. I've got grandkids, and I'm trying to recapture my yard, and God is good.
Amen. So, I can hear you very clearly.
Great, because I'm out in my back 40 doing some work. That's why I couldn't come into the studio today.
That's all right. I know you're always busy. So what have you been canning or cooking up here lately?
Well, we have been busy with, I canned some earlier. I did strawberries, so I made some strawberry jam. And then my red raspberries usually come in around July 4th, but they came in about 2 weeks early. Black raspberries usually come in after my red raspberries, and they were coming in the same time as my red raspberries, so they were very early. So that kept me really busy. Just I didn't have time to make the jam, so what I was doing was just picking and putting in the freezer.
Okay.
And then, of course, having grandkids, because they love being out here, and working with Child Evangelism Fellowship, trying to get some things organized. We had a potluck, and I know it was a potluck, but it was a great time. We had a potluck appreciation dinner, and it was a nice dinner. I had a special guest by the name of Terry Arthur, and Terry was she's retired, but she was a missionary for Mexico and Central America, one of the Central America countries, for 20 years, she and her family. So it was good to hear from her. And then we talked about some current events and acronyms that are floating around, you know, like the the Central Bank Digital Coin, the CBDC, and acronyms like that, because they're going to be affecting us in a big way, and it's not that we need to be fearful of them, but the Bible says we are to, the Bible says, my people perish for lack of knowledge. And Linda, I used to think that meant, because I'm not in His Word, mm-hmm. you know, I'm not mm-hmm. devouring His Word enough, but I also, it just recently dawned on me, it's because we don't know our enemy either.
Mm-hmm.
We need to know what our enemy is doing around us at all times and stuff like this. And so we had a great conversation regarding all the different acronyms, and so it was a good time. But it takes time to organize those things too, you know.
Right.
And then of course we had the fair, Marion County Fair, and our local missionaries, our paid staff. We have paid staff, and her name is Janice Ben, and she is local. She's from she's in Marion County. She took that project on for me this year of getting teams to fill out for our booth and stuff like that. So she did a great job for me on that, and she was out there several days, and as well as other people. We had 154 children come through the booth. And I don't know, I think that might be maybe on the low side of our average. But we only had, unfortunately, two children walk through, come here, we only had two children walk through a prayer of salvation. And that is on a low side.
Right.
But, you know, you do not want them to walk through this prayer of salvation without totally understanding it, because you don't want to mislead them.
True.
And so we're praising God for the two that were prepared and ready to walk through that prayer, you know?
Right, that is considerably low from over the years that we've heard, you know, we've been out there at the fair and doing that child evangelism
exactly.
fellowship, you know. Wow.
Yeah, yeah. And I don't know if maybe the heat had something to do with it, because it was, now we were in the Coliseum, and I was thankful to be back into the Coliseum.
Mm-hmm.
But I think possibly part of that was the heat. The parents and kids were coming in from the heat.
Mm-hmm.
And when they were coming in from the heat, you know, they were just quickly looking around and wanting to go about their business. So that could have been part of it, Linda.
Yeah, but could have been.
Another part of it is, you know, our culture just doesn't have a righteous fear of the Lord.
Right.
You know, God's just not in the top 10, I would say, anymore. You know, and that's unfortunate, too. That is very unfortunate. But, like I said, we're praising God for the seeds that we planted.
Mm-hmm.
And we're praising God that we were able to be there as a Christian children's ministry. And we're praising God for the two children who, you know, who did walk through the prayer. So there's still a lot of praises there.
Amen.
You just have to look at it in as a cup that is half full rather than half empty.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a good time. I mean, but again, you know, it takes time out of your schedule. And so you and I have talked before that hold on just a second, Linda.
Okay.
I'm on the phone with Linda. Okay. Yes. Okay. And so anyways, my husband's going to change a solar lamp for me from one child's play area to another, because we have a playhouse that we slept in last night.
Oh, really? A playhouse? How big is it?
Well, not big enough.
Okay.
It's on stilts, and when my kids, who are in their 30s now, were maybe five and three, or maybe six and four, my husband built the first half, which was just out of a 4x8 piece of plywood.
Okay.
And then he enclosed it. Well, then over the years, my grandchildren, as they grew up, they've all played in it, and they've all destroyed it, and the wind had a bit to do with it. Well, I had a neighbor who was changing out their wooden decking for the composite deck to do a new deck. And so I asked them if what were they going to do with their old decking, and they said, oh, it's just junk. You want it? And I'm like, absolutely. And so that is what we made our playhouse with, because we went ahead and doubled it in size. We put down another 4x8 sheet. So, you know, it's 8x8 is what it is. And then we put this this old decking on it, which was a brown, and then we've got the green roof on it, so it looks like you're in a woods somewhere, you know, state ran woods.
Sounds neat though.
But yeah, I've got 3 grandkids, 11, soon to be 7, and a 4-year-old, and myself. And my oldest grandson said, "Well, I think I'm too big, Grandma. I don't think I'm going to sleep out." And I'm like, "Okay, fine. You know, I'll go ahead and sleep out there with the boys." Then he chooses to sleep out there.
Oh no! Oh my!
So I went inside with one of the young ones. With the 7-year-old. I went inside, and the youngest and the oldest slept out here, and they said they had a comfortable sleep, that it wasn't too hot, it wasn't too cold, but as I was going up and down the stairs last night, I noticed that we need to have some kind of lighting.
Right.
And because I did not have a flashlight available to me, I was just using my memory as to what was where. Mm-hmm. And it's too dark to go up and down these stairs at night without something. So my husband's putting a solar light up on the wall, and we're just moving from there. So that's what's happening. That's my life, Linda.
I know it has been. Hey, that's a good life, though. Able to be so impactful with your grandkids. That's a great life.
Yes, and going back to Child Evangelism Fellowship, if anybody would enjoy a day, a road trip, we are having our 3rd luncheon and silent auction. Because, you know, your listeners know, Linda, that we have 9 counties in our chapter, and Marion County is where we started out with the luncheon and silent auction, and that's always hosted in March, the first part of March. And then we moved that over to Hardin County, and that one is always hosted the 2nd Saturday of November. The one in Marion County is hosted the 1st Saturday of March. So if they want to mark that down, you know, they can be assured it's going to be the 1st Saturday of March. The one in November is in Hardin County, the 2nd Saturday of November. And this one is in Hancock. And Hancock is not that far for anyone who wants to come. The doors open at 10:30. The event starts at 11. And it's over at 2. And they will be out within minutes of that 2 o'clock hour. We were very careful of trying to get people out as quickly as possible. But it's for a good cause, because each one of these counties were building up to where they are supporting their ministry within their county. And so it's very important that we have a annual fundraiser. And so now we have 3 of them going, and it's this Saturday. The church is Gateway Church on County Road 9. So if they Google Gateway Church, Findlay, Ohio, Gateway has 2 locations. And their main facility is on County Road 9. And so it's a nice drive. It's an easy drive over. It's a great facility, and it's for a great cause.
What day is that?
That's this Saturday, the 15th.
Oh, okay. So you're going to be busy, huh?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. It's coming up. And, you know, again, all those things take some time away from everything else. You know, you just got to put all these pieces together.
True.
And so I will, so in the meantime, you know, I've been just really busy working on the yard, trying to reclaim it, which has been good because I've had some help with that. The grands are, you know, under duress, they help me. But My husband's been very helpful, and I have a brother-in-law who has been staying with us because he had a chimney fire. And so he's been very, he loves gardening, and so he's been helping me get a handle on it. And I am not complaining at all about my garden. I know it's overwhelming right now, but I'm so thankful to have this plot of land, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And God is good, and I'm thankful to be able to help with Child Evangelism Fellowship, and I'm thankful to be able to have good friends like you, Linda, who, you know, will call me and say, hey, you want to be on the show? And we can just share about life in general, because people are busy.
Oh, yes.
And sometimes we get so overwhelmed thinking that, oh, my gosh, I'm so busy. But, you know, you're not the only one who's busy.
Right.
Just take it to the Lord and let him settle you down. See, the reason why I'm saying this is because about a week and a half ago, I took it to the Lord. And I'm like, Lord, I need my tank filled with the Holy Spirit, and I need to have a shot of enthusiasm and creativity. Help me to move forward, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so it's been good. It's been good. Just take it to the Lord.
Right, because he hears you, right? He understands.
He does. He does. And we all get overwhelmed, right?
Yes, we do.
And don't you think that's just a perfect tool for Satan to just try to overwhelm us? And Linda, are you like this, where when you start getting overwhelmed with a different project, you just kind of shut down?
Oh, yeah. Or leave it alone. Yes.
Uh-huh. Exactly. And then we just shut down and we don't get anything accomplished, where that's when I'm like, okay, Lord, I really do need for you to show me what's important. You know, manage my time, help me here. And then we start, if we can get things one at a time off our plate, it's just so wonderful to be able to get the things off our plate and then to move forward and get the important things done, you know, that the Lord needs us to do or to help out with. So
that's so true. Boy, so
mm-hmm.
true.
Mm-hmm.
So how many days did you get rained out at the fair, or did that happen?
No, because we were in the Coliseum.
Okay.
We did not get rained out. And the days I was there on Wednesday, and I was there on Thursday for a bit. It was good and dry.
Okay.
But I'm sure, I mean, like, even, wait, did it rain when we were there on Wednesday? It could have rained, but not enough to where I heard any thunder or anything like
okay,
this.
Okay.
And I don't think it was anything that really stopped us. I may be wrong, because I was in the Coliseum, but usually if it's a bad storm, you know, people rush in for shelter and stuff like that, and we didn't have that.
Right, right. Well, that's good. That's good, because, mm-hmm. you know, usually when the fair comes, July 4th, there's rain, rain, rain. So that was a good thing, right?
Yeah, that is true.
Yeah.
But we just had a hot, we just had a nice week. I don't know if the attendance was down overall or if it was just down in the Coliseum, but it seemed like, I do know it was down in the Coliseum.
Right.
And I think the fair board is going to have a job ahead of them on getting the Coliseum activity built back up.
Probably so, for being closed down last year.
Well, for a couple of years,
yeah.
Because we were in the merchant building for a couple of years, and
oh,
that
really?
Was that was not fun.
Okay.
That was not fun. But, you know, I'm glad that it was back to the Coliseum, and I'm hoping that we can continue and that they will be able to continue getting businesses in, businesses that will be a draw for people to want to come into the Coliseum.
Right.
That helps all the vendors, you know, whether
mm-hmm.
it's a church, whether it's a children's ministry, would be very helpful for us. But it helps the vendors who are there for their livelihood, too. And so I was glad to be back there. Now, the midway seemed to be nice and clean.
Oh, yeah.
So, go ahead.
I made it out there that Friday. We went out there for a little bit, walked around and got a funnel cake and ice cream cone and saw a Buckeye guy from Ohio State. He had a tent out there, but it was kind of warm, but weren't there long. Just walked around for a little bit to see what was out there.
Uh-huh.
But I do miss, preparing for the kids and doing things. It's just, you just can't do it all. You just can't do everything. And I do want to do this. I want to claim my jar of strawberry jam.
Oh, good.
I want you to forget that because you said, I'm going to bring you some. So I was like, okay, now I'm going to claim it this year. I want my strawberry jam.
That is true. Well, and you know, I'm hoping to get this yard cleaned up where I can show it off, and I'll have you out here. we'll have some time out here sitting around in God's green earth. I'll tell you, it really is. When I'm not working and we just choose to sit down, it really is very peaceful. What's really nice is, unless it changes, and it can, with the next rain or whatever, we don't have any mosquitoes.
I've noticed that.
I it's wonderful.
Yes, it is.
It has really made it able for the kids to be outside playing and things of this sort. So that's wonderful. I do want to talk a little bit more about God Evangelism Fellowship.
Okay.
We are, we'll be going back into school real quick.
Yes.
I mean, the little ones are saying, next month. And Linda, that's real true. And for grandparents and parents who may be listening to this, Child Evangelism Fellowship is in each one of the elementaries, not only in the city, but in Marion County, in the county school. We are an after-school program. At each school, it's a different day. So you can contact Linda at the, you can contact Linda by email or she, how do you do it, Linda? How do people contact you?
At the radio.
Okay.
By calling 740-383-9944.
And you can contact me at 740-262-0939 and find out when it is at your school, when it's hosted at your school. At the open houses, we'll have registrations that you can pick up from the Good News Club teacher or team that will be at your Good News Club. And then you can just save that in your child's schedule because we start the first week of October. The teens, normally we send that out through the school, and we probably will still do that. And that's usually about mid-September when we send the registration out because by parent permission, the children are allowed to attend the Good News Club one day after school. And several of the lead teachers have asked if we could go ahead and get the registration forms prepared for them to also hand it out at the open houses. And Linda, I think it's like the 21st that most of the schools in the county are going to be up and running.
Really?
So then we will have our open houses just a few days prior to that. Yeah. So, and of course obviously parents know that. But yes, I think those are real close to the dates. It just seems so every year.
About a month away.
I know. Yes, every year it just seems so early for the kids to go back to school.
Yeah, but they get out early too.
It seems, I don't know.
They get out in May. We used to get out in June, the first week of June.
Yeah. Well, some of them still do. Well, and it may have been because the schools were just opening up because some of them have had new school buildings and stuff like that too.
Right.
So, yeah. So the kids are, they're gearing back up to get back to school, you know. Parents are probably gearing back up to get their kids back into school. And we are gearing back up to get into the schools as well. So I just wanted parents and grandparents to realize that it's coming up, and if they would save a slot in their child's schedule, we would be more than happy to have them as part of our club.
That's true. Wow. Mm-hmm. It's, mm-hmm. it's just, you know, it's mind-boggling how fast time is moving, and like you can't get anything done anymore, you know? It's going so
fast. Oh, yeah. Because I was just sharing with you about what am I getting done.
Right. But you're doing a lot. I mean, you got some strawberry jam finished. What else are you growing in your garden?
Well, a lot of people do, like, their broccoli and stuff like this, but mine is just basic. We do green beans and tomatoes, cucumbers, because I like to make dill pickles.
Okay.
I like to do salsa and stewed tomatoes because you can use those. Salsa is so versatile. You can use it as meatloaf flavoring or spaghetti sauce flavoring, you know. Mm-hmm. You can just use it for chilies or however you want. Just sit down and eat on it, munch on it.
Right.
And then green beans. My husband loves green beans, and I think green beans is probably the one vegetable I can get everybody around the table to eat.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So we go ahead and can green beans. And let me see. That's really, Linda, that is pretty much... Because corn, we used to grow corn, but it's just as easy to go out and buy a dozen when you want it, you
right.
know. And my husband, I did plant sunflowers with the green beans because they're companions. And my husband went out there and he's weeding the garden. He pulled my sunflower plants up. So I'm pretty sure it's too late now to replant them.
Oh, wow. It may be. Yeah, it may be. Toward the end of the summer already, right?
Yep, exactly. Yeah. So that's all that's in my garden right now. And in my work in the garden, excuse me, doesn't really start to take place until it's time to harvest. And my husband, he pretty much tends the garden until, you know, the harvesting time. And then he'll help me bring the fruit or the vegetable in. But the preserving and stuff is pretty much my chore, which is okay because his mom did it too.
Right.
But, it's really not that. It's time-consuming. It's not hard. It's just time-consuming.
Right, right. Well, it's a good thing you can do that. I mean, I tried a time or two, but I just left it to those of you who really love it. I don't.
So, yeah, yeah.
Nothing wrong with it, though, you know. Like you said, you have all your tomatoes you need. You don't have to go to the store to get that. And they're so consumed with salt, with sodium in the can. It's almost unedible, but what do you do when you don't make your own salsa and your own stewed tomatoes?
Right. That's exactly right. And, you know, there's been years, too, where, like, this year it looks like my garden is going to be beautiful. Last year I could not get hardly anything to grow.
Wow.
You know, so, I mean, I it just really makes you appreciate the farmers who are around us, Linda, because that is their livelihood from year to year. And, you know, they are really so dependent on for the Lord to bring them through from year to year.
Right.
Yeah. And so, and I do hate, like, I do hate to buy anything. If I have to buy it to put it up, I hate it. I said, nope, if I'm buying it to put it up, I'll just go to the store and put it in my, you know, put it in my pantry at that point in time. Now, I do know that there are some fruits that you know, you just traditionally have to buy, which would be like your peaches or maybe your cherries.
Yeah.
But that's okay. You know, those types of things. I'll go ahead and invest in if Calvin wants to. It's a group effort. If Calvin wants to, okay, fine. If not, I'll go to the store and buy it. But right now, Linda, as we're talking, and I am pulling weeds and eating black raspberries.
Okay. All right. Sounds like a favorite thing to do. Isn't it wonderful to have fruit trees in your yard?
Well, yes, it is. It is. We've got the berry trees. The berry bushes, and I just really am thankful for that. Now, this year, I may have blackberries. Last year, the last 2 years, I noticed some blackberry bushes growing. And last year, I had Calvin had came in with a handful of blackberries because that is his favorite from his childhood.
Mm-hmm.
Raspberry was always mine because that's what Dad and I always picked. And if we got out there for the blackberries, okay, fine. Down around where he was from in Kentucky, blackberries were prevalent. And, of course, so that's his childhood, you know, memory. And so I had a flower garden that was just taken over because the birds had blessed us with seeding it with blackberry. So it looks as though we will have our first harvest of blackberries this year.
Great.
Yeah, I know. So that's kind of fun to have those. So really, it is. It's a lot of we only have 2.1 acres of that's our plot.
Uh-huh.
And when you consider all the stuff that we have on it, and we didn't plant any of it. All of it just was either here or the birds have have planted it for us, has seeded it for us.
Carried seeds, yeah.
But all we do is maintain it because we're out here picking it every season and
mm-hmm.
stuff like this. So we've been, again, very blessed with that.
That's good.
But the one thing, okay, so we have strawberries, red raspberries, black raspberries. Should have had mulberries in between the red raspberries and the black raspberries, and we did. But I was so busy with the red and the black, and they are on the ground, that I didn't even pick the first mulberry. And mulberry is a real good berry for you because it's so dark and it's just loaded with antioxidants. And I really feel bad that I didn't get any of those. I just hate to waste is for what it is. I mean, Linda, this is how bad I am. If I don't get out in my garden, and if I don't weed before these weeds go to seed or bloom,
mm-hmm.
if I don't weed them before they bloom, then I'll leave them because the birds and the butterflies love the blooms, right?
Right.
Well, then I'll let them go to seed because the finches love the seeds. I mean, it's just all these animals love these different stages. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, I'm horrible. I am horrible. So now I'm out here weeding like a fanatic.
Well, you know, nature works together. The animals and the weeds, and they work together. The trees and fruit trees and our flowers and things, you know, is all a part of nature.
Mm-hmm.
And the bugs and they have to, pollinate, and they all work together, isn't it something?
Absolutely. And if you just look at it as, these are God's blessings, you can really tolerate a lot.
Right. And that's exactly what they are.
So yep.
If we get rid of the bugs and everything, we wouldn't have anything to eat, right?
That's so true. It's really true. And, just having the the different trees and stuff like this, I have trees that I have to transplant and things. They're healthy trees.
Mm-hmm.
I've got some walnut trees that, because I've got some mature trees, the squirrels have, because I have no cats, have come onto my plot, and they just take these walnuts and they just scatter them all over the place. So now I've got these walnut trees going up here and there and stuff, and it's like, okay, I've got to get them transplanted because I hate to cut them down. And so there's probably, I only have room really to transplant probably four, and the rest of them are going to have to be removed unless somebody wants to call and get them. Yeah, I have no problem giving them away.
Walnut trees, huh?
Pardon?
Walnut trees.
Yes, black walnut. Mm-hmm. And their fruit, the nut, is so much more tastier than the English. Now, it's a little more of a job to get the meat out, but boy, is it so flavorful.
Yes, I remember my mom and them used to collect those at the end of the garden season and put them in boxes, you know, take the green coating off of them and covering off of them, and when it was cold outside, they'd have a brick in the house with a hammer and crack those nuts.
Yes, and they're delicious, weren't they?
Yes, they are. Yes, yes, they are.
Uh-huh. Well, kudos for your mom for doing that.
Oh, yeah, she was, you know, kind of like you. She did all the preserves and jellies and tomatoes and green beans as far as putting them up. And sorry, I didn't have my phone off. That's my fault. But she was very handy at that kind of thing, you know.
Uh-huh.
They always had a garden every year.
Yep. And moaning and groaning, weren't we? While we were out there.
I don't know,
the
you
garden.
Know, they seem to like it.
Uh-huh.
Or well, dad, I just, you know, I never really...
No, I meant we as kids when we were helping mom and dad. You know,
I didn't have to help
and because, of course, my grandkids are the same way. It's like, do we have to? And I'm like, you know, guys, if you just give me a half hour of your time and your muscle, you will help me out so much, you know. And really, even if they only do, even if I have to go behind them and pick up what they don't get, what they have gotten is a huge help.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But, yeah, my mom and dad, it was a time, gardening became a time of relaxation. So, yeah, I can understand what you're saying, that your mom and dad enjoyed it, and it was a time that they could spend together. It was a time that they could just relax and probably talk because we young ones weren't around interrupting them. We kind of disappeared, did we not?
It seemed like I would be there, but they wouldn't ask me to do anything, you know.
Uh-huh.
But I was okay with that.
Yep. Now, when I became a younger, a young person, my teens and my 20s, I was still living, early 20s, I was still living with mom and dad and working and stuff. But on my day off, I would go out and I would weed mom's flower beds because I enjoyed being out in the sun. I couldn't just lay in the sun. That was just not my nature. But I could go out there and I could weed her gardens, and I enjoyed seeing how nice they looked afterwards. And I think that's when, because mom loved flowers, but she was getting older and wasn't able to get out there to do what she once did, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's when I really started developing an appreciation and a love. And mom didn't ask me to do this. This was something that I chose to do on my own.
Right.
And I just really started developing a love for being outside and for just how pretty things are when they're just maintained a little bit.
That's true. So true.
Yeah, yeah. So I do. That was a gift my mom gave me, I guess, was an appreciation. Well, both my mom and dad. An appreciation for being outside and being in our yard and taking care of our yard and stuff.
It's a beautiful day out there today, isn't it?
It is very much so. Now, I had a sister, Johnetta. You know Johnetta.
Yeah.
And she came down on Monday to help me out to get a handle on things. And basically, I had her come down to help me do some transplanting because she has such a green thumb, Linda. I don't know. She could throw anything in the ground and it would blossom. It would grow.
Okay.
Me, I really have to work at it. And so I pick things that do not need a lot of TLC.
Right.
So she came down and she worked me to death. She really pushed me. And then, of course, my brother-in-law, he was busy with the weed whacker and stuff, and that was just wonderful. And what did you ask? I'm losing my train of thought, but with just the extra help, we were able to get a lot done. And so, I don't know. I'm sorry. I missed my train of thought. I don't
That's
know where
okay.
I was going to take you
That's
with
okay.
that.
That's okay. That's all right. That's okay. We got a few more minutes left, like 6 minutes left. So, what is it about Child's Evangelism Fellowship that you want people to know that may not really understand what it's about, and maybe they have heard something about it and they're just kind of hesitant about sending their child or grandchildren there? What would you like to tell them?
I'd like to tell them that God loves you. And that your child is one of the most important things. Well, your child is the important thing to him. That Christ died on the cross for all our sins, because all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. And we do not get that in schools anymore. You know, teachers have a muzzle. They are muzzled where they can't bring up conversations, but your child can. And with Child Evangelism Fellowship in the schools, God is still present. If you are a grandparent or a grandfather, you could be great in a club that your grandchild goes to, because these kids, there are a lot of kids who are not fortunate enough to have grandparents close by or able to help, and they love snuggling up with a senior. If you are a mom and dad who are picking up your child after school, you know, find out what day your Good News Club is hosted and pick them up an hour later if you're going to be picking them up anyways, or come and be a part of a club. Again, more helping hands means a less chaotic club. And when kids have a good organized club, they thrive and the club thrives. And that also gives us an opportunity to mentor the children as they should by the Word of God, and also to have more kids come. If the kids are having a good time, they will invite their friends in. You know, so I guess what I'm saying is to remember, God loves each and every one of us.
Amen.
He made us in His image. We are not perfect because of sin. All, no matter what the sin is in our life, all of us have sin in our life that keeps us away from God. And until we say, Lord, take it away from me, I am ready to turn it over, I am ready to trust Jesus Christ, we are in control of our own destiny, so we think, and that control will take us away, further and further away from God, who loves us and has a better plan for us. And it will take us to destruction. I don't want that for my children. I don't want that for my grandchildren. My children are older, and right now they're not walking with the Lord. But Jesus said in Matthew 21, verse 22, if I pray believing, I will receive. And I pray for my prodigal children in my family, within my whole family, my sister's family. And I know God will deliver on that prayer, because God always has an answer for us. And Jesus said, if I believe, if I pray believing, I will receive. And I am believing that God will deliver them from themselves, and they will have salvation and be in His presence someday, because it is Father's God's will that none should perish. Child Evangelism Fellowship, it's our desire that we can plant seeds, and those seeds will go back into those families, and wholeness can start to bloom in those families.
Amen. Amen. That was beautiful, Cheryl. I don't think anyone else could have said it better.
Well, thank you, Linda. And I am so thankful that you are a good friend of mine, and I have this opportunity because of your show to share with people. They need to be lifted up. They need to realize they are not the only ones out there overwhelmed.
That's true.
Turn it over to God and let Him give you that enthusiasm to do whatever task you have to do. Turn it over to God and ask Him for time management. And those moments, they just stretch.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And
yes.
You have enough time in the day. You may not be able to sit in front of your TV as much, but you know what? You don't care anymore.
Right.
So, yeah. Right. Well, thank you, my dear friend. It's been wonderful sharing with you, and I can't wait to have you and Ed out here. And you can claim your jelly and your mixed jelly. Hey, I'll just load you up.
Well, thank you. We are out of time, Shirley, and I will be in touch with you very soon. So thank you all for listening to A Voice of the People here live with Linda Sims on WGH Talk, streaming live on the web, www.wwgh107.1fmradio. And don't forget, you can download a free app called TuneIn on any electronic device and search WWGH. Or, you know, we have the opportunity for you to call into a live broadcast. This is the end of my show, A Voice of the People, live with Linda Sims. Hopefully we'll see you tomorrow. The Lord bless and say the same. And my guest will be Glenn Coble. He is running for mayor of Marion, Ohio, and he will be here. So till next time, be blessed.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 LP, Marion, Ohio, the place to talk.